Now, the irony is, 20 centuries later, we've gone to the other extreme. We've placed so much significance on the supper, we've lost the significance of the meal. And we've lost the significance of the fact that this supper is not this individual thing just between me and Jesus, but it's a community experience. That's how Jesus set it up. He could have said, take some bread and some wine, go into your closet, get on your knees, spend time with me. And that's how I think some people think it's supposed to be. That's why years ago, when churches would sing during communion, I'd get letters, shouldn't sing during communion. The Lord's Supper is a personal time between me and the Lord. No, it isn't. Read your Bible. It was never a personal time between you and the Lord. From the very beginning, it was a bunch of people around a table looking each other right in the eye, having a meal together as they remembered the Lord. And the chief purpose of the meal wasn't to satisfy their appetites. He said, if you're starving, get something to eat at the house before you come to church. The chief purpose of the meal was to promote love. See, one of the reasons Jesus set up this meal was to bring His people together in unity. You and I together. Maybe we're not getting along too good, but we have the bread and the cup. And I take a moment and I remember how merciful Jesus was to me when I didn't deserve any. Now, I can't have a meal like that and look you in the eye and not decide that maybe I should give you a little mercy too. No one is a stranger here. Everyone belongs. Finding our forgiveness here, we in turn forgive all wrongs. If we really understood it, there might even be some Sundays where some of you would have to excuse yourself from the table. You'd have to say, excuse me, I can't have the supper yet because I'm so mad at somebody and haven't made it right. And you do like Jesus said in Matthew 5, you'd leave your gift at the altar and you'd go make things right with your brother and then you'd come back to the table. That's what my folks used to do when me and my brother were upset at the table. We had to go to our rooms and make it right before we could come back and eat with the family. And I think that's how they did it in the first century too. There's no New Testament example of anybody ever taking the Lord's Supper all by themselves. They came together. And one reason was so they would come together.